to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This edition of Singing and Other Sins will celebrate the birthday of William Bolcom, best known as Bill Bolcom, born 26 May 1938. He's written every kind of music from cabaret to opera and ragtime to symphonies. He's won major awards such as the National Medal of Arts, a Pulitzer Prize, and even a few Grammys. A first-rate pianist, you'll hear him accompanying his own songs later in the program. But let's get right to his most famous song called Waitin'. That was William Bolcom's Waitin', sung by Jan de Gaetani with pianist Gilbert Kalish. It's been said that Bolcom's music bridges classical and pop, and that song demonstrates the elements of both. But he does write art songs. I'd like you to enjoy with me a set of songs called Let Evening Come. This is for soprano, viola, and piano. I'll meet you back here in about 13 minutes.
Sharpened, examined, lost, unkind words. cheeks in the moon. Moving up the beams as the sun moves down. Let the cricket take up
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a birthday tribute to the living, writing American composer William Bolcom. We just heard his set of songs called Let Evening Come. The soprano was Benita Valente, the violist Michael Tree, and the pianist Cynthia Rame. I mentioned that Bolcom wrote cabaret songs, and one of his best known is Amor, which Hawaii's own Mary Chestnut Hicks performs with Bibi Freitas.
It wasn't the policeman's fault in all the traffic roar. Instead of shouting halt when he saw me, he shouted Amor, 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 amor. Even the ice cream man, free ice creams by the score. Instead of shouting butter pecan, one look at me, he shouted amor, amor, amor. All over town it went that way. Everybody took off the day. Even philosophers understood how good was the good, 'cause I looked so good. The poor stopped taking less, the rich stopped needing more. Instead of shouting no and yes, both looking at me shouted amor. Da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba. Ba-dee-ba-dee-ba. My stay in town was cut short. I was dragged to court. The judge said I disturbed the peace, and the jury gave him what for. The judge raised his hand, and instead of desist and cease, judgy came to the stand, took my hand, and whispered amor, 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 amor. Night was turning into day. I walked alone away. Never see the town again. But as I passed the church house door, instead of singing amen, the choir was singing amor. Da-dee-da-dee-dum, da-da-dee-da-dum, da-da-dum-da-dum.
That was Mary Chestnut Hicks with Bibi Freitas in Bolcom's Amor. Drop me an email and I'll give you the link to watch Mary in costume performing this fun song. That was an example of the easy way Bolcom has with the cabaret style. Here are three more of his cabaret songs with baritone Nathan Gunn.
Mary the farrier was a big worrier, but he's no hurrier now, not today. He's good and retired now, didn't get fired now, fulfills his desires on half of his pay. He eats in the best of times, although he dines alone. He married two wonderful wives, and he still has the princess phone. It's the best of all possible lives, owning all that he owns on his own. Took off a lot and used to cough a lot, fur in his craw from hot days in the store. Worked his way up to the top, was the steward of the shop, has a son who is a cop, and he is free. My Uncle Mary Harry the retiree loves this democracy and says it very emphatically. He lives where he wishes. When he once does the dishes, eats greasy delicious. Yes, sirree, she is free. No guilt, no ghost, no gift for no host. He goes coast to coast, coughing, coughing. Uncle Murray the Furrier, no, no worrier he. In black, long black jacket, broad black hat, sometimes a cape, and as thin as rubber tape, black backs. He would raise that big black hat to the big shots of the town, who raised their hats right back, never knew they were bowing to black. Talking about a night in Rotterdam, when the right night people of all the town would find what they could in the night neighborhood of Black Max. There were women in the windows with bodies for sale, dressed in curls like little girls in little dollhouse jails. When the women walk the street with their beds upon their backs, who was lifted up his brim to them? Black Max. And there were looks for sale, the art of a smile. Only certain people walk the mystery mile. Artists, charlatans, vaudevillians, men of mathematics, acrobatics, and civilians. There was knitting needle music from a lady organ grinder with all her sons behind her. Marco, Vito, Benno, was he strong, though he walked like a woman. And Carlo, who was 5, he must be still alive. Ah, poor Marco had the SIF. And if you didn't take that terrible cure in those days, you went crazy and died. And he did. And at the coffin, before they closed the lid, who raised his lid? Black Max. I was climbing on the train, one day going far away to the good old U.S. of A. And I heard some music underneath the tracks. Standing there beneath the bridge, long black jacket, broad black hat, playing the harmonica, one hand free, to lift that hat to me. Black Max, Black Max, Black Max.
Three cabaret songs of William Bolcom, the birthday boy of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. The baritone was Nathan Gunn, and the pianist, Kevin Murray. Let's return to Bolcom's art song and hear a world premiere recording of a set of his songs with Marilyn Horne and Martin Katz. It's called I Will Breathe a Mountain. Bolcom chose women poets, the most famous being Emily Dickinson, Edna St. Vincent Millay, Marianne Moore, and Elizabeth Bishop. This is an ambitious work that lasts about 23 minutes. I hope you enjoy it.
Pity me not. If I, like Solomon, could have my wish, Felicitas, phenomenon. Tremendous fish, and held him beside the boat, half out of water with my hook, fast in a corner of his mouth. He didn't fight, he hadn't fought at all. He hung a grunting weight, battered and venerable and homely. Here and there his brown skin hung in strips like ancient wallpaper, and its pattern of darker brown was like wallpaper, shapes like foam roses, stained and lost through age. He was speckled with barnacles, fine rosettes of lime, and infested with tiny white sea lice, and underneath two or three rags of green weed hung. While his gills were breathing in the terrible oxygen, the frightening gills, fresh and crisp with blood, that can cut so badly, I thought of the coarse white flesh. flesh packed in like feathers. The big bones and the little bones, the dramatic reds and blacks of his shiny entrails, and the pink swim bladder like a big peony. I looked into his eyes, which were far larger than mine, but shallower and yellowed. I admired his sullen face, the mechanism of his jaw. His lower lip, if you could call it a lip, grim, wet, and weapon-like, hung five old pieces of fish line, with all their five big hooks drawn firmly in his mouth, like medals with their ribbons frayed and wavering. A five-haired beard of wisdom trailing from his aching jaw. I stared and stared, and victory filled up the little rented boat from the pool of bilge, where oil had spread a rainbow around the rusted engine, to the bale a rusted orange, the sun-cracked ports, the oarlocks on their strings, the gunwales, until everything was rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. And I let the fish go, and I let the fish go, and I let the fish go.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. We're celebrating the birthday of the living, writing, and performing American composer William Bolcom. We just heard Marilyn Horne with Martin Katz in their performance of Bolcom's set of songs called I Will Breathe a Mountain. And now for the sins portion of the program, we'll hear some of William Bolcom's instrumental music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Besides a gifted composer, Bolcom is also a fantastic pianist, which you can hear as he accompanies his wife, Joan Morris, in his cabaret songs.
Sitting across the table in the garden of our garden apartment, I stared at the paper my husband was reading, and I said to him, "You're a stranger, a total stranger. Always have been, always will be, sitting there, hiding there, behind that printed mask. Stop reading me out of house and home. Must I ask, till my mouth fills up with foam? You total stranger, you stranger, you." Then he lowered the paper, and I saw it was not my husband, but a total stranger. A total stranger who said to me, "I am a kind of hobo of space, trying to find a mask to erase, the mask behind the mask. Mask behind the face." "Dad, can we live in the elevator building?" "Kid, with our luck, we'd live on the ground floor." "Dad, why aren't we communists?" "Kid, we can't afford it." "Dad, I saw the devil on the fire escape. Long, pointed pussy ears. What kind of devil is that, kid? No tail, no horns. Crawl into bed with your mother and me." "Dad, is there a heaven?" "Heaven there is, kid. And it's right here. People in heaven are dying to get into this place." "Dad, what is a death wish? I hear this death wish, death wish, and I wish I was dead." "Dad, who am I?" "That's a good question, kid. We'll let you know, you'll see." "Dad, how will I see?" "You'll see by the light of your silvery heart. I'm talking science now, kid." "Dad, what is the soul?" "Sort of a sigh with a wink in it, something like that." "Oh, what the hell." "Gee, Dad, you know everything." "Dad, will I always find you?" "Kid, behind the label, under the table, you'll find me and I'll find you. I'm still talking science, boop, boop, ba-doo." "Dad? Kid, now close your eyes and you will see, all right behind your sight, a light the size of a poppy seed on a Danish to-go. Now let's put out that light and go to sleep." "This is a miracle, not the
miracle of birth. But the miracle of death, neglecting to remind us, the yonder, the nearby yonder. So many deaths come across the desk, fret and weep, weep and fret, and yet forget. Death in the paper, death on the phone, death across a crowded closet, death on the street, every third friend you meet. Hello, so what else is dead? My idea of a miracle is not getting into it. Death, obituaries, lapped up with the morning coffee. Death in the evening song, game show death, and the question, why was you born? We was born to die. Right again, and every breath a pact with death, ah, a miracle, a fact, the news of the day. At the last lousy moments of love, he wanted to tell me the truth. Rotten moments of love, he wanted to tell me the truth about me, of course. Thanks, I'll need this. At the last lousy moments of love, he wanted to tell me that I wasn't doing too well. I was eating and drinking and talking too much. He wanted to tell me, as a friend, at the end of those last lousy moments of love.
You've been listening to a William Bolcom birthday celebration on Singing and Other Sins. You just heard him as pianist with his wife in his cabaret songs, for which he's justly famous. Next week, on Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear songs and other sins of Mikhail Glinka. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.